In today's news headlines, the social media platform Facebook announced that it has found evidence of a concerted effort to influence the 2018 midterm elections this November. In a statement, the company said it had, quote, removed 32 pages and accounts from Facebook and Instagram because they were involved in coordinated inauthentic behavior. While it did not say Russian forces were definitively behind the accounts, according to Facebook, quote, it's clear that whoever set up these accounts went to much greater lengths to obscure their true identities than the Russian-based Internet Research Agency has in the past. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, in a speech on Tuesday, squarely blamed Russia for attempting to interfere in the 2016 elections, offering a sharp contrast to President Trump's flip-flopping on the issue. This is what she said at a cybersecurity summit.
2 years ago, as we all know, a foreign power launched a brazen, multifaceted influence campaign to undermine public faith in our democratic process and to distort our presidential election. Let me be clear, our intelligence community has it right. It was the Russians. We know that. They know that. It was directed from the highest levels.
That was Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Tuesday. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing this week into the impacts of family separation on immigrants. An official from the Trump administration admitted that he warned about the harm that would be done to children if they were taken away from their parents. This is Public Health Service Commander Jonathan White, speaking to Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We raised a number of concerns in the ORR program about any policy which would result in family separation due to concerns we had about the best interest of the child, as well as about whether that would be operationally supportable with the bed capacity we had. There's no question that separation of children from parents entails significant potential for traumatic psychological injury to the child. And
that's Public Health Service Commander Jonathan White telling Senator Richard Blumenthal that he warned against family separation because of the negative impact on children. In an analysis of the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on family separation that White spoke at, Slate concluded that, quote, the lack of any accountability for the disastrous policy became abundantly clear. Not a single member of the panel was willing to defend the policy, but only one was willing to state plainly what went wrong. Meanwhile, the New York Times offered proof of such negative impacts in a detailed story on Tuesday, featuring a 5-year-old boy named Tiago, who was separated from his mother for 50 days, and after being reunited with her, has been exhibiting classic signs of deep trauma and anxiety. According to his mother, he is no longer the boy she remembers. In other immigration news, the Defense Department is readying a military base in El Paso, Texas, to house immigrants apprehended at the border. Fort Bliss has had all its environmental and legal requirements completed and is now waiting for the go-ahead from the Department of Health and Human Services. And Trump on Tuesday once more said that he would pursue a government shutdown over funding for his border wall. He tweeted, "I don't care what the political ramifications are." A judge has blocked the sale of 3D blueprints for guns. The Trump administration had given the Austin, Texas-based company Defense Distributed the right to offer downloadable plans. The company began offering the plans even before it was supposed to, and already the plans are in circulation. U.S. District Judge Robert Lasnik has now put in place a restraining order saying, quote, there is a possibility of irreparable harm because of the way these guns can be made. The 3D plastic guns are untraceable and very easy to print and assemble with a 3D printer. Here is Democratic Representative Ed Markey on Tuesday at a press conference.
Donald Trump will be totally responsible for every downloadable plastic AR-15 that will be roaming the streets of our country if he does not act today.
On Monday, Trump had tweeted that the idea of 3D printed guns doesn't make sense. The Government Accountability Office has released a new report saying that 30 million more Americans will have likely underpaid on their taxes this year than usual. The new Republican tax reform law, which disproportionately funneled tax savings to the rich, means that, quote, dual-income, large families, gig economy workers, and folks who have been itemizing deductions are the kinds of Americans that may now owe more on their taxes. Meanwhile, at a campaign rally in Tampa to support Representative Ron DeSantis for Florida governor, President Trump did not bring up the tax reform bill. Instead, he pivoted to a new distraction, voter ID laws.
You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. you go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture. In this country, the only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That was Trump speaking at a campaign rally in Tampa on Tuesday, after which he was ridiculed on social media for claiming one needs a picture ID to buy groceries. Associated Press flatly stated it's unclear when the president last purchased groceries or anything else himself. Trump also dismissed all polling data at the Tampa rally, then referenced a poll that doesn't exist, and then compared himself to Abraham Lincoln. He said polls are fake, just like everything else. Then cited a fake poll, adding, "They just came out with a poll. The most popular person in the history of the Republican Party is Trump. Can you believe that?" So I said, "Does that include Honest Abe Lincoln? He was pretty good, huh?" Meanwhile, Trump supporters heckled CNN's White House correspondent Jim Acosta at the Tampa rally, chanting CNN sucks, as well as traitor and you're a liar. The rally attendees were channeling their president, who has repeatedly pushed violent rhetoric against media outlets like CNN. Trump retweeted his son Eric's post of a video of the heckling. Trump is considering applying a 25% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. China retorted, saying it wouldn't respond to, quote, blackmail. Tariffs have become the focus of a battle between Trump and the billionaire Koch brothers. Trump tweeted that the Kochs were a, quote, total joke in real Republican circles, but also admitted that his policies were aimed at pleasing billionaires like the Kochs when he said, "They love my tax and regulation cuts, judicial picks, and more." Democrats are hoping the feud hurts Republican chances at the midterms this fall. Trump is heading to Columbus, Ohio this weekend to campaign for Republican Troy Balderson in a special election taking place August 7th. The GOP is deeply worried they will lose the congressional race and have bombarded the region with ads for Balderson, who is running against Democrat Danny O'Connor. A win for O'Connor could indicate the party's hold on Congress is in deep danger. Associated Press has obtained the drafts of a government proposal to freeze Obama-era gas mileage efficiency requirements for cars at 2020 levels. The Trump administration appears to be relying on perverse logic to make the case that cars shouldn't be any more gas efficient because more people would drive if cars had better gas mileage, and that would expose more Americans to car accidents. Experts in the transportation industry ridiculed the idea. And the White House is bracing for a new tell-all book by the legendary Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward. Unlike previous administrations, Trump officials had no policy in place to make themselves available to reporters like Woodward. The publisher Simon & Schuster said that Woodward's book, which will be out soon, reveals, quote, the harrowing life inside Donald Trump's White House and how the president makes decisions on major foreign and domestic policies. And that does it for today's headlines.